Hi friends, this is your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am reviewing the new Snow White movie that came out on the 21st of March. I have my thoughts, I have my opinions. Like you guys all know, I am a Disney lover, big fan of Disney. I'm an annual pass holder. I love Disney. Been a Disney fan since I was a little bitty baby. So Disney, love Disney. So I saw this film with one of my girlfriends, and we shared the same opinions and stuff. And a lot of people I haven't seen any reviews, but a lot of people have thoughts and opinions of this movie. So I am going to first give you my overall rating of this film, and then I will tell you why I rated it, how I rated it, how the theater experience was. And you'll understand what I mean by that in a minute. I'll give you everything, and I'm going to start off with the bad news, because I feel like it's great to do bad news first, good news last, so we get the, like, happy things when we end this podcast. Okay. So let's start with my rating first. I will give this a 3 out of 5 when it comes to what I thought in the movie. And I believe when Netflix was there, sitting here, sending like DVDs and everything, I think 3 out of 5 is okay, 4 out of 5 is good, and 5 out of 5 is excellent. So, in general, this film, you can watch it. It's decent. If you don't, whenever it comes out on Disney Plus, if you have Disney Plus and you have nothing to watch and you want to watch something, you can put it on to watch, you know, or like something to watch while, or background noise while doing something, you could do that as well. But it's not something I would go out of your way and spend between $5 and $18, depending on the day, dollars to go see it. And talking about the, like, ticket prices, the theater and everything, so I saw it 2 weeks after it came out. Yeah, I think I'm doing the math right, because it came out on 21st of March, and I saw it the 2nd of April, so like around 2 weeks. And when I bought the tickets to see it with one of my girlfriends, like, literally it was just the two of us in the theater. When we came to the theater that day, it was us two and then a family that came to watch it. So, not a really great rep. A lot of people are going in with this movie. A lot of people are listening to other people and hearing that it's not the best film, so I'm guessing they're waiting for it to get on demand or on Disney Plus to go watch it, because the theater was not full at all. And I'm used to going to see Disney movies, and the theater is completely full. Even 2 weeks after, it's completely full. Like, the film has not been out that long for it to, like, literally, you can see it wherever you want. So that's not great at all, in my opinion, my friends. Not good at all. I feel like Disney lost money from this film. So I gave money. So that's my thought. So all of us know the premise of the evil queen and everything. And I'm gonna do the characters and the actors that were in this movie. I don't know all of them too well, meaning like I don't know a lot that Rachel Zegler has done, so I can't judge her in other productions because this is the only production I've seen her in. I haven't seen her in Romeo and Juliet in New York, so I can't judge her in that capacity. So yes, but I will say I am going to spoil some things in this movie as well, because that's the only way I can describe it and say my honest opinion, because that's what you're here for, my honest opinion. Okay, so let's start with the Evil Queen. If you have seen Snow White, you know the Evil Queen. She's evil, she's horrible, she's the absolute worst, she's scary. And the Evil Queen was played by Gal Gadot. She played Wonder Woman. She did a really good job, in my opinion, as I've seen Wonder Woman, and for both of them, she did a good job, in my opinion. But in this movie, she did not do as well playing the Evil Queen. She looks, if you're looking at the animated Evil Queen and Gal Gadot, she looks like the Evil Queen. Like, how the Evil Queen's supposed to look like, she looks like the Evil Queen, and I feel like that's why Disney casted her for the Evil Queen, because if you're looking like for look-wise, Gal Gadot is perfect. Completely perfect. She looks like the Evil Queen. For that, Disney gets an A+. What I lack with casting Gal Gadot is her being evil. It completely went flat for that, and a lot of my friends that have seen it before me, like AK on the 21st, told me, by the way, Gal Gadot wasn't given evil, and she wasn't. I'm like, she's not scaring me. She's not scaring me at all. Like, if I was watching this movie as a little bitty bitty kid when I first saw Snow White, and the first time I seen the Evil Queen, I mean, she's not scary. She wasn't scary. She wasn't terrifying. For me, I feel like Meryl Streep should have played the Evil Queen. I know she doesn't look like the Evil Queen, but she would play a great Evil Queen. I was talking to my girlfriend that I went with to see this movie, and I was like, do you remember the Devil Wears Prada? And Meryl Streep was the evil boss. She was scary. She was terrifying. People were like, Meryl Streep would be perfect for the Evil Queen. I know she doesn't look like the Evil Queen, but she would have been perfect. That's who Disney should have cast as the Evil Queen. Meryl Streep, not Gal Gadot.
And that's not my only issue with the movie.
Okay, here's spoiler alert. So, in the beginning of the movie is narrated by a voice. Oh, you don't know who the voice is. Spoiler, it ends up being Dopey. And again, like I said, because I saw it with one of my girlfriends, like, at the end, like near the end, you hear Dopey talk. You hear Dopey talk. We were like, his voice doesn't match him at all. We wish that Dopey didn't talk at all. Like, we really wish that he wasn't speaking in general, because it didn't match. We didn't like him talking. Like, no, Dopey shouldn't have talked at all. But when it comes to, like, the dwarfs, I thought they were adorable. I thought they were cute. They look dwarf gnome size. They were fine, in my opinion. I know some people didn't like how the dwarfs looked, but, like, I liked how the dwarfs looked like. I just didn't like that Dopey talked at all. It would have been better if he didn't speak at all, in general. And another thing that I did not like was what I'm gonna call as the original song's reprise. And if you're a Broadway fan, you know what reprise is, and I'll explain to you what reprise means. Is they use the song that they have already, and they either sing it, or they have the same song but change it in a bit. So all the original songs from the original Snow White movie was there, but they changed it. No, like, leave the original songs how they are. Leave them be. Just, if you're gonna have different songs, just have new songs. That's it. Like, if you're gonna use the original song, just use the original songs. It's not like the songs are copyrighted from a different company. Disney, you guys use these songs for the original Snow White, so you own the copyright to those songs. You do not need to change them. It's not like, for example, like, a different movie company wanted to use this song, and they're like, oh, we don't want to pay for the license fee, so we're gonna change the song. It's not. It's the same. It's like you're using your own music in another movie of yours, or a, like, live action, or a remake of your movie. Just leave the original songs as it is. Don't change it. I did not like the changes that they made of the original songs. It was like, oh, yay! And then I was like, I know this song, I like this song. And then they added something to it. I'm like, now I don't like it. The songs were good. Do not fix something that isn't broken. Leave the songs as it is. I did not like it at all. And another thing, I'm not counting, I'm just spitting out, because when the movie ended, me and my girlfriend, we were talking about what we liked, what we didn't like. So, like, I'm trying to put it all together for you in general. So this, what also I didn't like was, we know Snow White is nice, and this is like a Rachel Zegler critique of mine, what I saw. And what I described it was, we have people act in movies that they are they are supposed to act mean, but when you watch them act mean, it doesn't look mean. It looks like a nice person trying to act mean, if that makes sense. And what I got for Rachel Zegler was someone that's trying to act nice, but is it nice? I don't know her personally. She might be a very nice person. I'm not saying that, but like Snow White is supposed to be like the sweetest person, wanting to do anything for anyone. What I was getting was like, yeah, like we're supposed to help these people, and then on her face it was not stone cold, but like whatever. Like her face did not match what she was saying. Like her face didn't make what she was saying genuine. Like Snow White was supposed to be like caring for everybody, loving everybody, having a face. Like when you're talking to someone and you're a nice person, or if you're playing a character that's a nice person, your facial expressions should be like nice, welcoming, loving, kind. Like very like, I feel like sometimes she was giving like I don't care in her face, or like resting bitch face at times, or like not giving like the like, even when she was like looking like the like soft, caring, nice, genuine, and I was only getting it from her words. That was my issue with Rachel's performance. Again, like I said, I do not know her. She might or probably is a sweetheart, caring or whatever. I do not know her at all. But what I'm saying is, in my opinion, I don't think she was the perfect person to be Snow White. I don't know who would be, but I don't think she would be. She is the perfect Snow White in my opinion, and I don't think that Gal Gadot was the perfect Evil Queen as well. I would have recast both of them
in general. Also, instead of the prince kissing her and waking her up and her getting woken up by a prince, there was a guy that was a one of the rebels that she ended up liking. They liked each other, and he became a love interest. And I guess like it works, because it's not like, oh, she's just walking by a prince that she never met before, like the original. So I was fine with that. So that's in the middle. Like I was fine with that, but it made it make more sense. Like, oh, because she knew him from, like, that one I was fine with in general, how she fell in love with him, Jonathan, and how they had like a love story, and that's who she ended up being in love with. That I was completely fine with. And then before I start with the like good news and what I liked about it, so, like I said before, there is a lot of negative feedback. I haven't read them completely because I wanted to come in blindly of this movie. I saw some articles being like, this is the worst remake ever, this movie's bad, don't watch this movie, is Rachel Zegler a good Snow White? Who approves of this? Etc. etc.
Disney, stop making your animated movies, live action, stuff like that. And my thoughts and opinion on that is, if
it doesn't need to
happen, and what I mean what doesn't need to happen is, I don't think Disney needs to remake their animated movies. Just leave them how they are. They're fine. There isn't a purpose to do that whatsoever. I can see, like, some of them, I'm like, okay, you gave us a backstory of it that a lot of us were confused about, which I'm okay with that for clarification. But the original songs that are in the live action, leave them how they are. You can add more songs, that's fine, but leave the rest how they are. Also, cast more based on how the, particularly the villains, are supposed to be, than how they look. And what I'm talking about is, like, if the villain is supposed to be evil, threatening, scary, like, cast someone that can do that. Don't only cast on looks, because again, we are in 2025, makeup industry, and like how you can do paint people, how you can do different things with like makeup. You can make any Academy Award winning actress, like Meryl Streep, look like the Evil Queen. It's possible. It's very possible now than it was back in the day. So you can do that. Like, not only Disney, but everyone, if you're gonna do a remake on a animated movie, hire based on capability of the actor and actresses. Also, make sure they can also sing, like, things like that as well. And not only the villains, but like the hero as well. If the character is supposed to, and this is a different live action, but for example, in Aladdin, we're supposed to be like, when that remake came up, I saw a lot of reviews after I saw the movie, because I saw it the day it came out, and a lot of people were like, Jafar, the guy that played Jafar was hot. We're not supposed to think Jafar is hot. We're supposed to be like, ew, Jafar, we hate you. You slimy, gross thing. And we're supposed to think Aladdin's cute and good looking. And every comment and things that I saw was like, Jafar is hot. The guy that played Jafar is hot. We're not supposed to think the evil villain is hot. We're not supposed to be thinking that. We're supposed to think the lead is. Not saying, like, the lead didn't do a good job. That's a whole other topic and a recap on its own. But if the main person is supposed to be hot, good looking, every girl is supposed to be dropping their knees at him as the main hero, well, of the movie, and the villain, we're supposed to be like, ew, you're slimy, you're gross, you're disgusting, ew, I would not want to be with you. And when we see the movie, the main person, the one that we're supposed to be attracted to, is mid, and then the villain, we're like, oh my gosh, I would be fine with being Jafar. You're not supposed to be fine with being with Jafar. He's supposed to be gross and slimy. So, again, like, I feel like if we're going to do these live actions, what we are given in the original copy should be what the live action is. Jafar should be dead ugly. This is my just example, because it makes more sense. And then Aladdin's supposed to be hot, that gorgeous. Okay, so now I am going to talk about the things I liked in the movie. So, if you are a Disney fan, as myself, and you grew up watching the Disney Princess movies, like myself, three Disney Princess movies open up in the animated films, open up with their book. And I believe all of those Disney princesses are German. And don't quote on me, but I believe they're all German. And that is Snow White, who I believe is the original. It's either Snow White or Cinderella that is the original princess, because I know Cinderella is now 70 years old now. Again, don't quote me on that. Cinderella is 70. I saw, like, last year she celebrated 70 years of Cinderella. But Cinderella, Snow White, and Aurora, aka Sleeping Beauty, all three are German princesses made by the Brothers Grimm. And all those three princesses start and end the animated movies from Disney with it saying, Cinderella opens the book, the narrator, or Snow White in this case, or Sleeping Beauty. Oh, by the way, you see the book, it says Snow White. The narrator reads the book at the end of the movie. The book closes, all three of these princesses, Cinderella, Snow White, and Sleeping Beauty, aka Aurora. That's how their animated movies start. Cinderella had an animated movie. It just started like a regular movie. Sleeping Beauty doesn't have an animated movie. There is a Maleficent movie that has Aurora in it, but it's not a Sleeping Beauty remake. And the Snow White started, like, this live action movie started with it saying Snow White, and then all the animals, and then the book opens, and then we find out that who's reading the book is Dopey, and then it closes at the end, which for me, I'm like, that's great. It started like the animated movie, which is fantastic. I liked how they did it that way. A plus on that. I liked it. Also, what I also liked a lot was the new songs that they put in this movie. For example, Waiting on a Wish, I love that song a lot. Rachel Zegler sings it. She did a great job. There's a reprise of it later on in the movie, so that's a really good song, both the original and the reprise. All the original songs, fantastic job, great job to everyone that's singing it. Singing all the original songs. Great job. Rachel Zegler has a beautiful voice. Great job with that as well. Love the dwarfs. They captured their emotion fantastically. I also like how they added Snow
Wyatt's parents, like a little backstory about Snow White's parents and how they took care of the kingdom and their philosophies and everything, and then how a little bit about how Snow White's dad met the evil queen and had her powers and everything, and how she transformed into the evil queen. How the evil queen transferred to the old woman. That was good as well. How she forced Snow White. That was great. The animals were good. I'm trying to think what else was really, really good. Give me a moment. And also how like they filmed things really, really good. So overall, like with the good things, I'm like, yeah, it was a bit here and there. And then something that I was like, I'm okay with, but then I'm like, this is not really Snow White. Was she came into the dwarf's house. And then I feel like it was a little like Snow White meets, and this would be more of a middle thing for me. Snow White meets Red Riding Hood, because she comes into the dwarf's houses, the dwarf's house, and literally sleeps in the bed, and it's kind of like how Little Riding Hood, she ends up sleeping in one of the little bear's beds. So that's what made me thought, and I'm like, okay, that's a little different, but okay. But overall, like, I'm not blabbering too much, because I feel like I'm forgetting some things. But overall, this film is okay. And this is coming from a Disney lover and someone that loves Disney and goes to the parks and watches Disney movies on her spare time. I was like, should I do a review on Snow White, or should I just leave it? And I'm like, no, I'm gonna do a review. It could be honest, because again, love Disney. I will say when I don't like it something, and when I do like something, you'll get an honest review on it. Sometimes I'm like, do I want to post something or do I not? That's usually how I feel. And I'm like, oh, it's getting negative reviews. I'm like, is it that bad? And it ended up being that bad. But overall,
so talking about casting, I think the best casting for the evil queen that I ever saw was Lana Perea, who played the evil queen on Once Upon a Time. And this show in general was incredible. And it was on ABC. It started on the 23rd of October 2011 to the 15th of May 2018, and it was a great show. You should check it out. But I feel like the evil queen's essence as this evil woman, this evil bitch, whatever you want to call it, like giving evil queen, Lana did a great job as Regina Mills / the evil queen. She did a great job. I don't know if she knows how to sing at all. I don't remember, like, this show didn't have any music really, or them singing really. Maybe they had a musical episode, I don't remember. But acting wise that Lana did a great job, so she should have been the evil queen. And if she can't really sing, because again, I don't remember if there might have been a musical episode. So if she can't sing, like, they could have dubbed her for someone that could. But that, so Lana or Meryl Streep would have been really good as the Evil Queen. And if we're going to go appearance-wise to look like the Evil Queen, Lana looks close to being the Evil Queen. So they should have, Disney should have called Lana, because they casted her for the Evil Queen for Once Upon a Time. They could have recast her for this role because she did a fantastic job. And that's all I have when it comes to casting. I just remember that I was trying to think of the actress's name, and I'm like, Lana, because I was listening to other people comment on Gal Gadot's acting and her singing and her being the Evil Queen. Hey guys, so I'm gonna continue on with what I last recorded. It might be a little choppy, like from the end bit to this new clip, but I'll see if I can have it smoothly transition. Hopefully I can. If not, this is just a warning. This part as well is gonna have some spoilers. I finally remembered a point that I did not like that I was discussing earlier, trying to think of it. And how I remembered that was, I looked at I looked at reviews, but more specifically, pitch meeting. Discussing the pitch meeting of Snow White, and then I'm like, oh yes, this is what I was thinking about, but my brain wouldn't remember. So at the end, we see Snow White, and she's with the townspeople, and we see the Evil Queen and her guards, and she's like, guards, get her. And then she's like, Tim, you used to do this. Tom, you used to be a baker. And I know this is going back to at the beginning when her parents were like, treat people as people, remember their name, be kind to everyone, which are good lessons to give to your child. Brilliant lessons. But it was really confusing, also made no sense, and me and one of my girlfriends that I went with, like, we were like, huh? Make it make sense, you're confusing us. This is what I would like it to be if I was a writer, to make it all make sense and people not puzzled, would be like, when Snow White is with the huntsman and the huntsman's about to kill her, and she's like, why are you doing this? Instead of her saying, why are you doing it, she should have been like, John, why are you doing this? This is not like you. Going back to which parallels and connects the beginning when her parents taught her, remember everybody's name, treat people as humans, and then you see that correlation right there with the huntsman, and he was like, oh, another reason why he will not kill her, because of her kindness and how she remembered his name. And then it correlates to like the end when she remembers everybody that's in the guard, the Evil Queen's guard's name. And then they're like, oh yeah, Snow, we remember you when you were little, you were. And then it snaps them out of being in the Evil Queen's rule. But that didn't happen, so it was confused. Like, oh yeah, we're gonna listen to her, she knows her name. And you're like, what? That makes no sense that she would remember their name. And like, even when she came back to the kingdom, she wasn't like, Judy, hi, let's go together and defeat the Evil Queen. Another like tidbit that I did not like as well was the evil queen going into the mirror, that did not happen in the animated movie. So that was confusing. There was other confusing things, but I'm not going to make this longer than it needs to be. Like in the original animated film, she, like I said before, like the Goldilocks and the Three Bears, like she has the cape, she gets trapped in the forest, falls, which all happens in the animated movie, gets to the dwarves' house, falls asleep on their bed. That is what happens in the animated movie. That was all fine. And by the way, if you guys didn't know, Snow White is the first Disney princess. The movie came out in the 30s, so I believe that makes her 90 years old. Cinderella is 70. She just turned 70 years last year, which makes her the second Disney princess. And I believe, this I might be wrong with, but Aurora is the third. So because those three are both German and made from the Grimm's brothers, are the first three Disney princesses. They have their books. And so the animated film, it opens, you see it say Snow White, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty. It opens, you get a narration. At the end, the book closes, which was really cool for the first three Disney princesses, which is amazing. Overall, like I said it before, I give this a 3 out of 5. I did see some reviews giving it 1 out of 10. And I disagree with that. For me, 1 out of 10, 1 out of 5 are movies that, like, I have to grab my phone because I'm not interested anymore. It's that bad. Or I have to leave the theater. Things like that. And for me, I'm like, no, it's watchable. It's not the best movie at all, but it's watchable. So that's why I'm like, it's more a 3 out of 5. There are confusing bits. There are scenes that are unnecessary. Overall, I feel like they should have just made a new movie based on Snow White instead of, like, taking some of the original stuff and changing it. Because they have a great concept here for a different movie. Like, but not like what they gave us in general, in my opinion. Also, I would not see this movie again. I think seeing it once was enough for me personally. And I hate bashing Disney. Because again, I am a Disney lover. I love Disney and I hate bashing them. I know they're getting a lot of heat and a lot of bashing of the movie already, and I hate that I'm one to continue the hate trend. So I feel really bad for that. Me as a Disney lover, I feel bad, but I am giving you my honest opinion. Also, like, what didn't work well was, again, Gal Gadot being in it. Okay, singing voice, not the best as the not good as the evil queen. Rachel's also, like, talking about the original Snow White and bashing that wasn't good as well. That made her get a lot of heat as well, which is not great. And which I talked to a friend of mine being like, if you don't like Snow White, why are you auditioning for Snow White? Let it be given to someone that actually likes Snow White. But overall, if you do want to see this movie, like I said, it was okay. If you have Disney Plus, watch it on Disney Plus. Don't see it in theaters. Like, again, like, it doesn't have the greatest reviews ever. If you want to see a little bit, like, what I'm talking about with the confusion and stuff, watch Snow White pitch meeting. A guy named Ryan, who's also a Canadian like myself, does that. He gives a really, like, insights of, like, where they went wrong and stuff like that. That's a good thing to watch as well. But other than that, I hope you guys are doing well. Have a great rest of your week. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye!